Happy Mother's Day! Today's truly a day to celebrate the love that was given to us by our mother. We all have this in common. A woman gave birth to us, opening up the channel for our lives to express, and that in itself is a reason to feel love and gratitude for this special gift. All over the world, people are celebrating this gift of mother's love. It's been said that love is the solution to all the problems of the world we face today, and I agree. In the continuing saga of a worldwide pandemic, love expressed brings healing to a hurting world, because any burden shared is a lighter load to carry. Love is the guiding force for good in the healthcare industry, whose efforts are to contain and cure the COVID-19 virus, and return us all to a state of health and safety. We give thanks for all the people who are actively choosing to love one another today through this time of challenge and change. In the Gospel of Matthew, a lawyer came to Jesus and asked an important question. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said unto him, "The Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the greatest and the first commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Well, folks, here is the message, the plan, the solution, the remedy to all that needs to be healed. We can love God and love ourselves and love our neighbor as ourselves if we make a decision to do so every day. But why is this the most important thing that we can focus on in daily living, do you suppose? What was Jesus thinking about when he spoke these words? And I'm sure that he was trying to convey the greatest revelation that can ever be understood by mankind. For the great law says to us, if love is all of that I think, all that I say, and all that I do, that is all that I will see return to me. What a different experience of the world we would see if love was expressing without measure in every business, in every government, in every household, in each and every person all over the face of the earth. What a difference that would make in the events and the activities we see every day on the world news reports. But what is the expression of love? How do I love God, myself, and neighbors all over the world in a time that needs it more than ever before? Well, we can look to some advice from the scriptures in 1 Corinthians, talking about the qualities and characters of what love looks like in action. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. And when I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, and I will know fully even as I have been fully known. Faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. To express that love that resides within us brings heaven through the everyday events on the earth. That love expressing brings people closer together. Love and expression uplifts the lonely. Love and expression encourages the discouraged. Love and expression heals the sick. Love and expression prospers the poor. Love and expression inspires the mind. And love and expression brings an end to warring thoughts and warring activities. Charles Fillmore in Keep a True Lent says to us his comment on the throne of love. When we know that we are all one, the love we allow to flow out from us is a healing force in the world. In our ongoing crisis event, we see a lot of fear in the headlines all around the world. And Scripture tells us perfect love casts out fear. So there is a great need for our love today as a force that will drive the fears out of the consciousness of mankind. And divine love is perfect love. It's not like human love of the flesh that given one day and withholds itself another day. When we see every person as sinless, as worthy of love and acceptance and forgiveness, we are then in the flow of spiritual love. A great example of that spiritual love comes in our Bible example this morning. This is in the book of John, chapter 8, 1 through 11. Jesus was at the temple, and soon a crowd gathered around him, and he sat down and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the very act of adultery, and they put her in front of this crowd of people. And Jesus was asked, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him into saying something that they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. Jesus was gathering his inner wisdom and guidance from the Father, I'm sure. And they kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, "All right, but let he who is without sin throw the first stone." Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left with the woman. Jesus' reply to everyone present made a deep cleansing within the people in his presence. That cleansing idea that no one is without coming short of the perfection and deserves to be forgiven. Jesus stood up and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Did even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus replied, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Forgiveness is more than a word. It's God coming into our lives and teaching us how to love one another. When tempted to cry, to stone him or to stone her, or to punish them for their crimes instead, we can practice forgiveness and then allow the perfection of divine love to flow in and through us and in and through the other person. When I condemn myself, I simply learn to forgive. When I condemn others, I learn to forgive. When I condemn the past, I learn to forgive, and I loose it and I let it go. It's not divine to forgive, but human. Error in my judgment blocks channels of expression of divine love, and those channels open up within me through forgiveness, and then that divine love can freely flow out into the world once again. There's no sin too great that cannot be forgiven, for all have fallen short of the perfect actions in life. We must understand the great law of creation, that every atom has life, has substance and intelligence, and responds to my call to love. Love is a healing force that moves upon the energy systems of the body and the mind. And when we express love for ourselves, we activate those cells and organs of the body, creating a harmonious flow of life energy. In Murasu Emoto's great scientific works entitled Hidden Messages in Water, Emoto experimented with time-lapse photography that captured the effects of words as they move molecules and atoms on the subatomic structure of living things. The human voice carries wave patterns of sound and vibration that activate cells, molecules, protons, neutrons, particles, and tell them what to do. And they respond to those patterns of sound and vibration. For we live in a universe that is alive and active at every point. His experiment used water molecules as the basic elements of life and put water into clear jars. He placed written words upon the jars and repeated those words over the jars of water. On one jar he wrote, "I hate you." In another jar he wrote, "I love you." The water molecules in the jar with "I hate you" written on them began to turn from a clear color with perfect geometric patterns to a misshaped dark structure that no longer resembled the perfect color and pattern before the words were spoken. The water molecules in the jar with "I love you" written on them continued to remain in a perfect crystalline state of balance and harmony. This experiment proved his discovery that on the energetic level of creation, thoughts and words have an impact on the environment and all living things. Emoto took his experiment further and went to a body of stagnant water that was filled with pollution, with a group of people who spoke "I love you" over the water for several days. The water began to clear and return to a state of health. The structure of the water molecules were changed over time, cleansing, purifying the stagnant, polluted water. The thoughts and words "I love you" harmonizes and cleanses our body and our mind and the environment we live in. It positively affects all people we come in contact with. My intention to live as an open channel for divine love to flow out through me heals me and heals the world. Am I saying "I love you" or "I hate you"? Am I expressing the wonderful quality of love that is within myself to be of benefit to the world? There could be no greater time for the world's words "I love you" to be repeated all day long. The great trinity in which the mind expresses itself are one and the same thing. Life is existence, and this is the truth of being. Life must have free expression, and love is just this very thing, this perfect expression of life. Love is really the full and unrestricted expression of divine life itself. That's why it always means perfect peace, perfect holiness, perfect beauty, and perfect joy. If we want to have a greater realization of divine love in our lives, we can affirm the love for God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. As we affirm these ideas, it will broaden our expression and consciousness of divine love. In our human thoughts, we may think we owe other people judgment or punishment for the wrongs that they have committed. Yet we're told in Scripture that we owe our brothers and sisters love only. In quietness and confidence, I affirm God in His love fills me with life. In His name, I am cleansed and strengthened and healed. We can repeat this next scripture often to ourselves for a greater realization of the possibilities of divine love and expression in our lives. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love God. Loving God is to love all the things that God has created, all that God is, and all that is within me. Love is the key to unlock the wonderful things in life. Love casts out fear. Love frees the chains of bondage and slavery that hold us captive in our hearts and our minds. Love cleanses the body and the spirit, and all of our thoughts come to peace. Love dissolves hatred and bigotry. Love inspires creativity. Love brings peace to a worried mind. Love heals the brokenhearted. Love increases and multiplies goodness, kindness, caring, and compassion. When I'm watching or listening to the world news updates on the current global health crisis, I can say I love you to everyone around the world. When I'm in the shopping center, I can say I love you silently to all who are there beside me. When I'm driving on the highway, I can say I love you to my fellow travelers. When I'm at home in the comfort and safety of my own space, I can say I love you to myself, my family, and my environment. When I get off track in my mind, becoming worried, fearful, or anxious, or impatient, I can say I love you, and I bless you. Take a stand. Take your power to heal in this pandemic situation. Your thoughts and your words are of great importance. Practice loving God, yourself, and others today. See in the mind of your imagination a world that is filled with love, brotherhood, and peace. What will the world look like when everyone all over the world practices the greatest of all commandments? A world filled with loving kindness, care, compassion, cooperation, acceptance, and finally, peace on earth. And so it is. Amen.